Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Tamid. I'm going to do the third parak. It's all Mishnah this time, and in the pages, as we have them set up in the Ram edition of the Shas, it's on Daf Lamed Amun Aleph. Amarem Amun Muneh, Bov Afisu. And now we're going to have the second pious, which is the way they returned to the Lishka, in order to, and the second pie is for the korban tamid. Mia shochet, mia zorek. Who's going to do shchita? Zrika. Mimid Hashem mizbeach mimi. Who's going to clean out the inner mizbeach? Mimid Hashem tamenorah. Who's going to clean out the menorah from the inside? Mimale evarim lakevish. And now we're going to have nine different fellows who will get the chosen based on the lottery to bring parts of the animal and peripherals up to the kevish. Harosh v'regel shel yamin, that's one. Shtei adayim, that's two. Oketz v'regel shel shmal, that's three. Chazor v'regel shtei tfanot, four. Hakirbaim, five. Asolet, six. Achavitin, seven. I skipped something in there. Shtei tfanot was an extra one. And Hayayin is nine. Hefisu, they did the lottery. Zachamish, zachat. We'll go over all those parts later on in detail. Zachami Sachau, everyone won. Amala and Sur Ui Migiaz Man Shchita. You maybe remember this from Masechet Yom in the third parak. The Memuneh would say, go see if it's time for Shchiti, and if there's any light. He Migia, if so, Haroe Omer Barkai. He would yell out, light. Machim and Shmuel Omer, he would actually say something else. The Memuneh would ask, Ke'ir Pnei Kol Mizraha Juba Hebron, can you see the whole east all the way to Hebron? V'Omer Hain. And then the fellow, the lookout would say, yes. Go and bring me a goat from the, or a lamb, sorry, from the Lishkat HaTlaim, or Lishkat HaKorban, where they're kept. Lishkat HaTlaim, Tuna Miktsuat Sfonit Maravit. It's on the northwest side of the Azara. Harbal Shachat Ayushab. And in that corner, there were four offices. Lishkat HaTlaim, which you mentioned. Lishkat HaChotamot, which is where the seals would be when you wanted to buy Nesachim. You'd go there and get your, pay your money and get a chotem and then pick up your nesachim. Chad lishkat beit hamoked, which you read about earlier, where they would sleep. Chad lishkat shosim b'lachem apanim, where they would make the lachem apanim. Nechzu lishkat akilim, and then in the meantime, the kohanim went into the lishkat akilim, where they kept all the clay sharet. They took out 93 silver and gold kelim that are going to be used for all the avodah during the day. And Yishkut HaTamid Bekos Shal Zahav. They gave the Korban water from a golden cup. Remember, Rava said it was a Guzman, and we saw Shmuel disagreeing. Al Pishu Mavukar Merav, and even though this animal had already been checked for Mumim the night before, Mavakrino told Or Avukot, they check him again now at the early, early dawn by torchlight. So the two fellows who won the two kohanim who won the honor, the opportunity to clean out the mizbeach abrimi and the menorah, hayu makdimin, they would walk first. Arba kelim biadam, they had four kelim between them. Hateni, which is a basket of sorts, a golden basket. Hakuz, which is like a flask. Ushtem avtichot, two keys. We'll see how they're used. Hateni domano takav shazav machzik kabayim vachetzi. It looks like a golden basket that holds 2.5 kav. Vakuz domano kiton gadol shazav, like a large golden flask. Ushtem avtichot. What's that? Achad shiyored b'matashachi. One of them, he would go in a side door. It was small. We'll hear about that. Vachad shum potach kivan. The other one opens up the Hechal door, the Ulam doors from the outside. We'll see how this works. Ba'al Pishpei Shatzfoni. And then one of the fellows would go to a door, a small door that's on the northern side of the Mikdash. And parenthetically, Shnei Pishpashin Ayula Shar Gadol. There were two of these Pishpashin, one on each side of the wall, each side of the Hechal. Echad Betzafon, Echad Betarom. One on the north side. Well, on the south side, we just mentioned the north one. The south one, nobody ever used. And that's the pasuk in Yechezkel, Shenemar. Nobody goes through this door ever. It's closed. Only Hashem goes through that door. It should be closed. Okay? Now, whatever that may mean. So he took the one key that opened up this little door, B'nichnas Fatai, he went through a vestibule, Tai V'achal, and then he's in the Heichal, and now he's going to have to walk east in the Heichal towards the doors going out, Shmagiel Shoah Gadol. Higiel Shoah Gadol, Hevirtan Agav at the Potachot, he would open up the hinges and the bolt, Upatcho. So the key was used to get in from the side, and now he would manually open up the door from the inside. And then we'll hear about the other fellow in the meantime is opening it from the outside. This, the two doors are being opened, one in and one out, so that they, we'll see this in Midot, so that they would kind of overlap, perhaps, at the same time. Now, the shochet who got the orders that it's light enough, in the meantime, would not shecht until they heard the sound of this gate opening. And now we're going to hear in this next Mishnah about all sorts of things that were heard from very far away, big clatter in the Mikdash. You could hear that in Yericho. We're going to hear about this later. There's a shovel that would be thrown in at a later point between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. It would make such a clatter, you could hear it in Yericho. We'll hear about this also later. Ben Arza would start the singing of the Levim by hitting a cymbal. That's the fellow who would announce the time to wake up. If you remember, we already learned earlier about Ben Katin's addition and gift to the Mikdash of the machine that was used to submerge the kior and then bring it up with fresh water. When it went down, it made a big clatter, you could hear in Yericho. Yericho Yushamin Kol Hashir, you could hear the Levim singing. Yericho Yushamin Kol HaShofar, you could hear the Shofar. When the Kohen Gadol says Shem Hashem, and everybody bows, when he would say Shem Hashem, they'd hear that in Yericho. Not only that, but you could also smell the preparation of the Ktoret as far away as Yericho. And Amar Rav ben Diglai, Yizim ayu la'aba barei ha-michvar. My father had goats in this place far away. They would sneeze from the smell made by preparing the Ktoret. Mish zachah b'tamid. So now, whoever was merited getting the tamid, the shech shechita, mashcho, he would pull it, volech b'beit ha-mitpachayim, and take him out to the Beit ha-mitpachayim, which is in the courtyard on the north side of the Mizbeach. All the nine fellows who merited bringing parts of the animal and the peripherals up to the Mizbeach would go with him. Beit HaMitpachayim, that's far as the Mizbeach, was on the north side. There were eight little pillars there, nanasim, short pillars, each one had a cedar block on top. And there were iron chains that were set into these. Each one had three chains on it. Shmentolin, that's where they would hang the animal. Mafshitin al shocharot shal shai shabin amudim. They had marble tables. We'll see why marble between the pillars, and that's where they would flay the animal. Mishachad yishum nizach pimni nichnas v'natal tateni. So now let's go back to the two fellows walking in. The one who got the opportunity to clean off the zchut, to clean off the inner mizbeach, would walk in v'natal tateni. He would take this big golden basket v'nichol lefanav, put it in front v'yachofen noten tocho. He would grab the ashes from the mizbeach with his full hands and put it in v'achrona kibed et hashar. When there was only very little left, he would sweep it out with his hand l'tocho v'nichol v'yatzai. He put the basket down and left. He didn't take it with him. We'll see where he gets it later. The one who merited cleaning the menorah nichnasu matzah shtei neirot, and it's probably ma'raviot dolkin. He would go in and find the two westernmost candles lit. Now, westernmost is a problem because if the menorah is going lengthwise with the mikdash, it means the two numbers 7 and 6, as it were. If, on the other hand, it goes against the mikdash, east-west, north-south, then that means that the western ones, that means the mikdash, is, that the menorah is sort of slanted in, and it's the ones that are furthest in. So if he found them still lit, he'd clean out the rest of the menorah, and leave these lit, but if he found they'd gone out, then he would clean them out and then light them from the other ones that are lit. We'll see that those have to stay lit all day, and then clean out the rest. There was a rock at the foot, or a stone at the foot of the menorah that had three steps. That's what the coin would stand on to clean up the neirot. And he would put the kuz on the second of those three steps and then leave. And that's the entire parak. Now, Mitzvah Hashem, in the next podcast, we're going to do quite a bit, a tudaf, which is the entire fourth parak, which involves a very interesting interaction between the Chachamim and Alexander the Great. In the meantime, we'll pause at this point. I wish everybody a wonderful day.